The U.S. Supreme Court just ruled 6-3 that states don't need a traditional insanity defense. That decision is especially significant in the Mountain West. Madeline Beck explains.
In most states, you can plead not guilty by reason of insanity. But in Kansas, Utah, Montana, and Idaho, you haven't been able to for decades. One man in Kansas challenged that, saying it should be an option. The court disagreed. Shakira Sanders is a law professor and constitutional scholar at the University of Idaho. She says this ruling is narrow.
What this case says is that on a large scale, you don't have to offer it. But in an individualized circumstance, you may want to think about it. A lot of the court's reasoning is this historic trend of allowing states autonomy on the question of their criminal law and procedure.
But she says the issue could make its way to the Supreme Court again if another plaintiff argues not having an insanity defense violates the Eighth Amendment. In other words, is cruel and unusual punishment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.